It's a G-Dog 1666 audio boo. Hey, it's me again, the old G-Dog, as per the title intro. Okay, guys, like I say, I was having a few MP3 issues with my Linux Mint 11 Kataya, whatever you want to call it. And I've actually found that I can actually sync the podcast really well with my phone because my phone is a mass storage device. So I was actually in my local HMV and they were selling these little MP3 man, so 4GB MP3 player. Very simplistic, nothing special. It's got like pretty standardized display, nothing special, no arts or anything. The battery indicator, whether it's an MP3 or WMV file. And, you know, this was like £9.99, woo, for 4GB, which ain't bad. It's not too far behind a thumbstick. But the amazing thing is this little thing is actually 3.5 centimeters by 5 centimeters by 1 centimeter deep. It is tiny. It is like I can encase it into my entire hand and hide it. And it's got a little jog wheel on the front, a couple switches on the side, and that's about it. It's even got a built-in mic, which is a bit strange, but I'll try that later. So I'm going to use that for my podcast. It's very small. It's very easy to carry. How long it lasts for on a charge, I don't know. If I can get it to recharge, it's a built-in rechargeable battery, so I don't know how long it's going to play for, but, you know, for catching up with my podcast, that absolutely perfect. It's using my phone because I don't like to drain my battery on my phone too much because it means having to recharge it all the time. And, of course, when I'm playing MP3s, I think I can just about receive a call. However, down in the lab, I don't really get the luxury of a signal. So there we go. But anyway, it'd be handy for the old podcast, and I can keep the music on the other player because I mostly listen to podcasts, to be honest with you. Very strange, you know, a lot of people listen to music. I listen to people chatting about poker, Minecraft, and Linux. Well, hey. So yeah, so that's all good at the same moment. I've also just recently bought a copy of Linux Format, which is quite a good little magazine all about the Linux. The handy thing is it's got a load of distros, which is the actual operating systems on the CD, on the actual DVD, and a load of utilities, so I'm going to have a play around with that later on. And hopefully if I get time, I'm going to sit down and actually play some blooming poker, because I've still not played poker. What I did last night was I actually downloaded a Yogi Box, which is actually a collection of mods for Minecraft, including new creatures, including wabbits. It's got a new skin to it as well to make the graphics look a bit different, which I don't know if I like it or not. I prefer the old Minecraft. I'm trying it. It doesn't seem to slow the resources. And like I say, it's a collection of modifications and extra bits for the actual Minecraft. So I'm going to be playing around with that for a little while just to see what I can do. But I do like the fact that there's like tigers running around. There's rabbits. And I actually watched a really funny video over on YouTube. The Yogcast. They do these two guys do these brilliantly narrated Minecraft videos. And basically, the guy's showing off the mods in his game. And he grabs a rabbit, throws it in his house. He grabs another rabbit and throws it in the house, then walks off. And as he's walking off, he can hear this sound. And he's wondering what's going on. And he goes back to the house, and there's like loads of rabbits. And there's like these little tiny rabbits, medium-sized rabbits, and big rabbits. And as he's in the house, there's more. And he can't get out the door because there's so many rabbits now in his house. He's like stuck, and he's like, ah! And it's just a really, if you go onto YouTube, look up the Yogcast, as it's called. It's all about Minecraft, and it's just really, really funny. Definitely worth entertaining to watch. More fun than my videos. I must admit, mine's quite boring. Mine's, hey, look, punching a tree. Oh, I've got some wood. Oh, I've made a bench. Oh, I've made an axe. Oh, I've got blown up by a creeper. Blimmin' creepers are a pain, you know. Anyway, guys, that's enough ramblings for me for today. I shall get this uploaded later, and I'm going to jump in and see what I can do with the bits and pieces. But like I say, considering this is supposed to be a poker cast, not a lot of poker. But what game will I be playing tonight? I'm definitely going to sit down and try and play some more Stud and some more Deuce to Seven Triple Draw. At least if I can get about 20 minutes of each game in, I'll be happy. Okay then, guys, better sign off. Back to work. Catch you later. Thanks for listening. Check out the website at www.garethwitty.co.uk. Bye for now.